Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Excited to welcome to our program today Bathsheba Smith, and we're talking to her not only about her own journey and discovering her own unique voice, but what it's been like for her to share her voice with the world and to see the way that people around the world have responded. She's been able to do this not only as an artist, also, of course, you'll be able to hear her work here as a spoken word artist, but she's also a motivational speaker and an author as well. We'll talk to her about the various ways that she's been able to speak to you, as well as let you guys know what's coming up next for her as well. Bathsheba, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus. I'm humbled by the opportunity.
Well, look, I'm really excited to be able to have you on with us for a few reasons. One, because, you know, you're someone that I definitely knew would be a great fit for us because, as I said, you've been able to take the gift that you've been given and to be able to share it in a variety of ways. You have the book, What Happens to Them When You Change. You have the music, which we'll be hearing some of that a little bit later. When you reflect on this, Bathsheba, when you kind of step back and look at it, what has it been like for you to know that you've been given these gifts and to see that just by your using them, how people have been touched by them?
Well, I mean, I think it all boils down to my upbringing and starting off. For a very long time, I had to prop up my existence with a lie because of the nature of the family dynamics. Mm-hmm. And because our existence, I was birthed out of adultery, and so I couldn't really talk about who I was or really express, you know, what my parental setup was. So I got to the point in the place where I was frustrated and I got tired of not being able to fully express my identity. And so I found out about the late Dr. Maya Angelou and decided to try to follow in her footsteps by writing out my frustrations and my emotions in poetry, and found out that I was pretty good at it. I was encouraged by a few teachers when I was in middle school. And because of it, it has definitely allowed me to use, because poetry is at the base of music as well. And so
right.
I didn't start doing music until I got into college and discovered that I was pretty good with the music as well. I've always loved music. I used to, you know, write little small raps when I was younger playing around. But as I discovered more and more people were intrigued by my gifts, I decided to, once I gave my life over to the Lord, to use those giftings to help other people escape their cages, so to speak, because I realized I was not just the only one who was struggling with being able to truly express who you are as a person. So
right.
It's definitely been a blessing to be able to do it in different lights and from different mediums. Music, I went to music because I started off with writing books, and I realized that music is a universal language. And because of this fast-paced technology world that we live in, not many people are quick to go and pick up a book and read the entire thing. And so I reverted to deciding to use music as a means of communicating the same message in hopes that people would also want to read more about how to fully become who they are by obtaining the books that I have.
Right, right. And what a great thing that has been for you, Bathsheba, but also it takes a lot of courage. I mean, do you find that courage, that you recognize that courage was not something that was all about you, that you realize that courage was definitely coming outside of yourself toward the one that created you?
Definitely. I've always had this pulling, I guess, as Bishop T.D. Jakes would say, a destiny calling. I realized that, you know, that God was calling me toward something else, and I'm still being pulled in that direction. It's like an engine that will not stop, and so I cannot rest until I completely fulfill what it is that Christ has called me to do. And so I recognize that it is not me, myself, that has the opportunity to minister to other people through the various giftings that I do have, and they are gifts, and so they are not to be hoarded. gifts are to be given to other people.
Yeah, and I think that is an amazing thing. So when it comes to the response, I mean, could you have imagined, Bathsheba, that just by your sharing your truth, by opening up your mouth and speaking it, that you would be able to inspire other people that way?
Could you repeat that question again?
Sure. No, I was just saying, you know, could you have imagined that just by your speaking your own truth, that you would be able to inspire other people through that truth?
Initially, I overthought it. Initially, I thought that maybe, you know, while I was on the quest of trying to fully embrace my identity, I was also trying to suppress it by saying, you know, I'll just be subliminal in my message so that people can receive it. But surprisingly enough, I've discovered that a lot of people are in desperate need of truth. And so in this process, I have, you know, come to the place where I'm beginning to understand that in being all of who I am, those people who are receptive to it will receive it. And I initially, to directly answer the question, I did not think that people would be as receptive as they are right now.
Yeah. And I think that is a great thing. I think a lot of that has to do with the form, because, you know, it's interesting to hear you talk about the printed word, you know, how that is something that for some people, you know, it's not always the go-to. For me, it is, but for other people, it is music. You're able to, you know, to tune into music and get that message, go onto YouTube and get that message, and they're able to find you in all of those aspects. The interesting thing for me, though, about you is that you've been able to share it in different ways, to speak it as a speaker, to be able to share it, of course, musically, but then, of course, through the book. What did you also find that your value, that you're being worth something, Bathsheba, that became clearer to you along the way too, that you were actually having a purpose?
I would say that became clear. I've always had an inkling that I had a purpose, but the purpose became clearer as I got older. So I would say I received clarity a few years ago, and I'm still receiving more clarity about the direction. And just in understanding my purpose and knowing who I am, I ask people, you know, when I have relationships with people, I'll ask them, who are you? And it's surprising how difficult that question can be for many people. It took me until I was 28 to be able to answer that question and to know now that I am a conduit through which change is supposed to occur in nations. And so I realized that, which means that if I'm a conduit for change, then I'm ever evolving and I'm always having to adapt to various circumstances and situations to reach all people. So in understanding my purpose now, before I haven't always known, but I've always had a sense that that my matter matters. So.
Yeah, wow. And I think that is a great message, I think, for all of us to be able to remember. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today. We're talking to Bathsheba Smith, and we're talking to her not only about her journey as an artist, but also what it's been like for her to share her voice with the world in a variety of ways and to be able to see the way that you all have responded. We're going to be hearing actually two selections from you today, Bathsheba. The first one we're going to be listening to is Need to Be Free. What can you tell us about this first selection and how it came about?
So the first selection was born out of, again, that desire to be completely free, to be myself in every venue. Or I know people kind of, instead of adapting, they camouflage and they're not completely who they are when they go into different settings. And so that need to be able to be free, whether I'm at work or I'm at my house or I'm hanging out with some friends, that song was born out of that. So that song is completely about just the freedom to be all of who you are and finding your identity in Christ Jesus.
And, you know, and one of the ways you've been able to share that message of that particular single is using the variety of ways that's out there through social media. How has that expanded your voice, Bathsheba, to be able to use sites like Facebook, like Twitter, like YouTube, to be able to amplify the message?
Well, I think it's definitely an opportunity to reach people who I haven't spoken to or that I can't speak to all the time when we were talking specifically about my personal page. When I post information up, a lot of people are really excited, some not so much, but it has definitely expanded my reach for people who may not have necessarily contacted me in the present day because of relationships that have, you know, passed just due in part to people growing, et cetera. So being able to continue that connection because of social media has definitely expanded my reach. And so not just my personal page, I've been able to reach out to people on the page for my artistry, people that I don't necessarily know. And so instead of just always having to go out and perform everywhere, I'm able to reach more people just through social media presence.
Yeah. And, well, we're all glad of that for sure. Again, everyone, Bathsheba Smithen is our guest. The first selection you guys are hearing here is Need to Be Free. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Bathsheba right after this.
Sometimes you just got to be free. Free from the opinions of others. Free to be outside the box. Free to be you.
I need to be free.
be you.
That was Bathsheba Smith and with Need to Be Free right here on Conversations Live. We've been talking to Bathsheba not only about her own journey of being able to discover her voice, but also the important step of being able to share it with others. And I think, again, that is the great gift. The thing that really got me about that song is how freeing it is, Bathsheba, to do that. Because, as
right.
you said in the beginning, because of the situation that you were in, you did not feel as though, you know, your voice mattered, that you mattered, or that people even wanted to know. You know, for you to be able to share with other people that they're not alone, that there are other people out there who know what they're going through, that I know what you're going through. How does that make you feel about the work that you're able to do as a speaker, as an artist, as an author?
I think that's a great question. I feel different ways about it. In one way, I feel very humbled by the opportunity that God would choose me, you know, of all people, to be able to reach other people, because I am so broken and flawed, and so I'm very grateful for that. I'm humbled and I'm grateful. I also feel responsible, so I have to be very cognizant of what it is that I say, what it is that I do. And so that's definitely a responsibility that I don't take lightly.
Right. Have you also found that in this quest of discovering your voice and discovering that there is not one way to be able to speak your voice, that has also opened you up to a variety of arenas? And what I mean by that is you have a single, I Need to Be Free, but then you have the next single that we're going to be hearing here in a moment, you know, Let's Get It Rockin', where you're able to mix things up a little bit. Is that part of the freedom you feel as an artist?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been frustrated for some time because that's just the way it comes out. It comes out in different ways. And so this angst that I have about the way it comes out is derived from the fact that most people are used to boxing things in. They're used to being able to say, you know, this artist identifies with this genre. We can put this artist in this category, and that's not necessarily how my music comes out. So I found it very freeing to be able to express myself in the way that it comes out, whether it is rock or it's neo-soul. At the same time, being able to communicate it in various mediums is sometimes difficult because people have become acquainted with or comfortable with just being able to stick people into categories.
Right. Exactly. So what can you tell us about Let's Get It Rockin'?
Let's Get It Rockin' is a blend of go-go for the Washington, D.C. area. A lot of people are really into go-go music, but it's a blend of go-go and rock. And it is a song that is very catchy. I wrote it with keeping young people in mind because young people like something that they can dance to. And, it is about just fully embracing your purpose and rocking out in who you are.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is available through our friends at Amazon.com as well as through that other site that begins with the I. Here is Let's Get It Rockin'. We'll be back with our final moments with Bathsheba right after this. Stay with us.
Level, the same devil. You can't stop these moves, 'cause I'ma be a rebel. Shut, take your bag, pack up and leave.
Get It Rockin' right here on Conversations Live. We actually have been speaking with Bathsheba today, not only about her own journey, being able to share her voice with the world, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people have been responding to that voice. And again, we're going to be reminding our listeners how they can stay connected with you, Bathsheba, here in a moment. But when people hear music by you, what is your hope? Because you said something interesting before we heard Let's Get It Rockin'. You said, you know, that you feel so, you know, grateful, you know, that you could be used because you are so flawed. You know, don't you think that's one of the great things about you, is that, you know, people can listen to the music and see themselves in it?
Right, right. Absolutely. Actually, I have a curriculum that's entitled Mirror Images, See Yourself Even If the World is Blind. So that's the hope, is that people can see themselves whenever in whatever I provide, whether it's curriculum or if it is music or if it's in a book, that they can see themselves to see that they're not alone in their journey and that they are valuable even if they are flawed, so beautifully flawed. Right.
Yeah. What a great thing, and what a great reminder, I think, for all of us. Do you also think there's a larger point here as well, Bathsheba, and that is that getting to a place where you can be used is not about an age. It's not about a where you live situation. It is all about where your heart is.
Absolutely. I think anyone can be anyone. It does not matter the age at all. I speak to young people. I speak to older individuals, and that if you are still living and breathing, your matter matters. You still have purpose. That's why you are still here. And so there's still hope for you. Hope is not gone away. And I hope that every listener hears this, that, you know, there is still hope. And so your life is a testament of that, that you have purpose, and that there are people waiting for you to fulfill that purpose because they need to move forward in theirs.
Right, right. What a great thing. What a great thing to be able to share with other people. What a great thing to be able to know for yourself. And I think that's what makes it so special, is that people know it for themselves, that you can, you know, you can make a difference no matter where you might be, no matter how insignificant others may see you. And I think that's a great thing you're able to share. Again, everyone, Bathsheba Smithen has been our guest today. Great conversation with you today, Bathsheba. We've been talking to her not only about the need to be free, but how she's been able to use her own freedom for good and to be able to show other people how they can do the same thing. So, Bathsheba, we've heard the music. We've talked about you online. How can our listeners stay connected with you and as well as support the music?
Well, you can find me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Sheba Neo Rock. That's S-H-E-B as in boy, A-N-E-O-R-O-C-K. Sheba Neo Rock for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then you can also follow the movement Cage Free Voices. If you are a Cage Free Voice, cagefreevoices.com.
So make sure you all are definitely staying connected with Bathsheba. And Bathsheba, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to having you back on the program.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live, no matter how you might be joining us today. We're glad that you all could stay tuned, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available on our social media sites, and we've tagged Bathsheba on both to be able to help you guys find her easily as well. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.